Four major stock markets in Asia plunged more than 7% Friday. Every share price index in the region was down sharply. Vikas Kowatara, head of institutional research for Kim Eng Securities in Bangkok, says the speed of the market's capitulation caught many off guard.
We don't know how fast turning events are impacting which country and which bank and which insurance company. So it's all too scary at this stage, and I think it'll be quite naive to make any judgment on such sharp moves. It's fear, and absolute fear.
Kowatara says the rapid selling at least offers the hope the contagion may soon be over. The bankruptcy of a real estate investment trust and insurer in Japan sent the Nikkei 225 stock average falling over 9%. It has lost nearly 53% in a year. Hong Kong's Hang Seng shed 7.2%. Share prices on the Philippine and Australian markets both closed over 8% lower. In Seoul, the Kospi lost 4%, and Mumbai's main BSE index sank 7%. Asia's sell-off followed the 7% loss on the U.S. Dow Jones Industrial Average Thursday. More than $6 trillion has been wiped off share markets this week as panic swept across the world. Economists already are looking at the long-term fallout from the financial rout. Most expect widespread recession for much of the coming year. Somphat Manorangsang, an economist from Chulalongkorn University in Bangkok, says countries in Asia such as Thailand, where exports are key to economic growth, will be hit as the U.S. and European economies weaken.
In the short term, I think that the slump of the financial sector, particularly the stock market, longer is the slowdown of the export that leads to the slump of the agricultural produce.
On Friday, key commodity prices continued to slide. Oil prices, $147 a barrel in July, traded at just over $82, marking its biggest weekly decline since December 2004. Gold prices, however, were back up around $920 an ounce, the highest level in more than 2 months, as investors fled out of stocks and into precious metals. The markets sank despite coordinated interest rate cuts this week by central banks and the pumping of billions of dollars into money markets to encourage banks to lend money instead of hoarding cash. Financial markets are looking to a meeting of finance ministers from the group of seven major industrialized countries meeting in Washington Friday for fresh guidance on restoring confidence. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok.